Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we take 3 deep breaths in that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm, and take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Bring your attention into your heart space, into that cave, into that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together, that we have come to deepen in spirit, to consciously commune with the grounded being, the source of all that is God in us as us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 100 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Sing a joyful noise to the beloved, all peoples of the earth. Serve love with a glad heart. Join hands in the great dance of life. Know that the beloved of your heart is the divine presence. Love created us, and we belong to the Most High. We are born to be loving expressions of the Creator's divine plan. Open the gates of your heart with gratitude and enter love's court with praise. Give thanks to the beloved. Bless love's holy name. For love is of God and lives in your heart forever. With faith, truth, and joy now and in all that is to come. Alleluia. Amen. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence, opening up the gates of our hearts, that we may truly allow your spirit to enter in, to cleanse and purify us of anything that is unloving, that is unlike your spirit, that is unlike anything or the reasons why we are here to be. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of All that is, as we consciously commune with you at this time, surrendering our worries, our doubts, our fears, our concerns, and knowing that we are truly one with the infinite intelligence that permeates in and through all things, all of life, all of creation. As we remember to realign ourselves with this truth, with your presence, with your power, your life quickens, your life enables, your life guides and directs us in everything we do and in all our undertakings. So we can rest in this assurance that we are not alone, that we are ever one with the infinite source of all that is, that we are ever one with that divine intelligence that knows what to do and how to do it. O Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, Source of all that is, you who are the absolute mystery of life, you are the only thing that understands and knows all things. So in times of confusion, in times of worry, in times of doubt, may we come back to the source of all knowing, the source of all wisdom, the source of all love. Divine Beloved, we hold in our hearts those that are in need of prayers for healing, be it physical, emotional, mental, financial, spiritual. You alone knows what is happening across our globe at this time. And so I know that for whatever the healing is, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For those that are in need of physical healing, be it from COVID or anything else, we give thanks that yours is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, part, and particle of our being. And so we speak to this truth, knowing that it is being done. For those that are struggling to find freedoms in their own lands and own countries, and risking limb and life to try and find a better life elsewhere, may we have greater compassion for those that are seeking refuge. For those that are suffering under dictatorship, under oppression, where the freedom to be and express is prohibited, and they are experiencing all mental as well as possible physical torture. We're holding them in our hearts as we send them love and pray for a world that works for everyone. For all those that are suffering with mental distress at this time, touch their hearts, touch their minds, that they may either find the help they need, or that they may come to an understanding is that they connect with you, the source of all is, that is, and the source of all peace. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, for all the leaders of the world, guide them in their decisions as they make the directions for the rest of us to follow. Illuminate their consciousness that they may truly seek to do the best for the people that have elected them. There is so much that is happening across our globe at this time. Too much for me to even mention in prayer. But I know that you who are the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present, that is all-knowing, knows what to do and how to do it for everything I have mentioned and for everything I have not mentioned. So as we open up the gates to our hearts, we just want to express our gratitude for your presence, your power, your life, that is our life, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. take a deep breath in as I omit the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer of intention to resonate within you. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.